All right, I'm going to continue on the topic I talked about in the previous video. I mentioned some of the problems that I've been noticing on social media, including Facebook. And another one of those problems with social media is judging. And you see it everywhere these days. We all judge, that's true. We all make judgment calls each and every day. But the judging I'm going to talk about is the type of judgment that people engaged in theological discussion do. A lot of people these days seem to be involved in the practice of judging. That is, they make it their practice to go out there and judge this person or that particular person to be a heretic or unregenerate. See, it's one thing to have your own opinion on these things, okay? But even keeping your thoughts to yourself, you still have made a judgment. And I do this all the time. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You know, everybody's got their own private thoughts. But what I'm talking about is the people that seem to love to talk about their judgment calls, okay? They make the call, and then they go post about it on Facebook. They announce their call, their judgment call, on social media. And then they get people to rally around their call. See, it's not enough for them to just make the private judgment call. It's got to be public. And you know why? It's because they glory in it. They feel good about themselves when they can judge somebody else publicly. There's a certain sense of satisfaction that comes by pronouncing this or that person a heretic and then posting about it on their Facebook wall. You know, they think they are showing the world how spiritual they are. But all they're really doing is boasting in whatever knowledge they've been given, or they think they've been given. Here's the thing, though, that there's nothing that we know that is true that wasn't given to us. All of God's elect rely completely upon the Holy Spirit for leading us into truth. We don't know anything apart from His glorious grace. So let's stop acting like we do. Alright? Let's start acting like we are completely dependent upon Christ for every single thing that we have. And stop acting like Pharisees on Facebook and elsewhere. The true test of one's faithfulness to the gospel is not in a judgment of other people. It's not in your ability to decide who is unregenerate and who is. But people sure do act like it is. No, the true test of one's faithfulness to the gospel is not in one's judgment of other people, but it's in their faithfulness to proclaim the gospel of sovereign grace. And relying and resting in Christ for all of your salvation. All right. Some people have made judging their religion, I fear. They rest in their judgment of other people rather than in Christ. And that really is the height of ignorance and hypocrisy and pride. And that's about all. Thanks for watching.